From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin. In a few minutes, a pop quiz on Texas population. First, to Hood County and the debate over LGBT children's books. During the past month, more than 50 people have challenged two books at the county library in Granbury, half hour southwest of Fort Worth. Yesterday, the American Library Association sent a letter to the county about the controversy over the books This Day in June and My Princess Boy. Peter Coyle, who's district manager of the Dallas Public Library, co-signed the letter backing the Hood County Library.
It also discusses the importance of these books and why they're had in the library, and the importance of intellectual freedom generally, which is to have books from opposing viewpoints so that everyone can have them available to them.
Lori Casper is Hood County attorney. She says last month the Library Advisory Board voted to keep the books on the library shelves. A public hearing is set for Tuesday during a meeting of the Hood County Commissioners Court. Casper says she's given commissioners her recommendation.
That if they choose to do something involving moving those books, restricting the access to those books, or removing those books from the library, they are going to have to show a compelling government interest in doing so. And basically that standard means it's going to have to be something obscene, is what the case law says.
Casper says she expects no action other than a discussion at Tuesday's meeting. A couple of former presidents and a maverick walk into a library. No, that's not a joke. It happened last night at the Bush Presidential Institute. It was a celebration of the inaugural class of presidential leadership scholars. As KERA's Bill Zeeble reports, the wisdom got almost as much attention as the wisecracks.
The scholars spent 6 months on this project with seminars and trips to presidential libraries. Last night, humor was a welcome graduation gift. The presidents were asked, how do you know when to make a decision? Bill Clinton said that can be a big deal.
Whenever we were getting ready to bomb somebody, sometimes my advisors would say, if you don't do this today, you'll look weak. And I always said, can I kill him tomorrow? Now you're laughing, but think about this. I said, because I can't bring him back to life tomorrow. If the answer is yes, I can kill him tomorrow, then we're not weak. So let's debate whether we should do it today.
George W. Bush said knowing the best time to act requires smart staffers who aren't afraid to challenge or debate the boss. Bush said rapid decisions were sometimes demanded in his administration.
I think the most important point for the scholars is to know what you don't know and find people who do. In other words, sometimes when you get to be real powerful, the tendency is to say, I must know everything. Otherwise, I wouldn't be so powerful. And you don't.
The presidential scholars, professionals chosen nationwide from the public and private sectors, each pitched an entrepreneurial idea to improve their communities. That explains Mark Cuban's appearance, who routinely judges pitches on Shark Tank. His advice to them, upbeat if not laugh-out-loud funny, was a variation on never give up.
Look, if it were easy, it'd already be done. It's not supposed to be easy. It's supposed to be hard. There isn't a template that everybody follows for success. You have to put in the energy to be prepared, and if you really care about what you're trying to accomplish, it's not work.
Bush and Clinton played off each other like old pals. Moderator Margaret Spellings, who's head of the Bush Institute, asked what advice they had for graduates.
Do something every day. Someday, for all of us, it'll be our last day. And what will matter with all the steps we took along the way and what they amounted to, not the home run we hit on day X. And I wish you well.
President Bush. I said, do you want to add to
that? I was stuck on that someday maybe your last day line. I thought that was pretty damn profound.
The quips continued. Spellings telling the presidents they were different than what the scholars had expected.
Because they thought, you know, what they read in the newspaper.
One of them probably thought I couldn't read.
The other one thought I could, and I didn't realize it's impossible.
Afterward, some of the scholar graduates said they were impressed how civil and compassionate the ex-presidents were. One secret to those lessons on being humane, their humor. Bill Zeeble, KERA News.
Tomorrow is something called World Population Day. It was created a quarter century ago by an arm of the United Nations. And instead of celebrating with 7 billion candles, KERA's digital news editor Eric Austin is here to zoom in on the population changes happening in North Texas and around the state. Hi, Eric.
Hey, BJ.
Okay, where do we start?
Well, it's Texas trivia time, BJ. Hope you're ready. Now, did you know Texas has 3 cities with at least 1 million folks? Want to guess what they are?
Yeah, I know this.
Okay,
Dallas, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio.
Ding, ding, ding. Yes, yes, you're right on all 3 counts. Good job, BJ. All of those cities, Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio, keep getting bigger and bigger. They saw some of the biggest population gains in the country between 2013 and 2014. The U.S. Census Bureau says they each added more than 18,000 people during that one-year period. And 2 other Texas cities also added at least that many folks, Fort Worth and Austin. Now, that's all based on the number of people, not the percentage. So if you're following along, that means 5 of the 10 cities across the country with the biggest population gains are right here.
What about smaller cities, the one that saw the biggest percentage gains, maybe?
Sure, Texas dominates in that category, too. 5 of the top 10 fastest-growing cities, based on percentage, are in Texas. There's San Marcos, Georgetown, Conroe, and the other 2 are right here in North Texas, BJ, Frisco and McKinney in fast-growing Collin County.
Well, let's turn to demographics. We hear so much about the booming Hispanic population. What do those numbers look like?
Well, Hispanics make up 38% of the Texas population. That's up from 32% back in 2000. Currently, about 44% of Texans are white, 12% are black, and 4% are Asian. And the Latino percentage continues to grow. Some experts estimate Hispanics could become the majority in Texas as early as 2036.
Well, we can't neglect World Population Day. What's that all about?
Yeah, it's Saturday. The United Nations says it's a day to focus on the importance of issues related to the growing population, including people displaced by crises around the world, from natural disasters to conflicts within countries. And a group called Population Connection has launched a neat website with a video and a timeline that explores the population growth over 2,000 years. Mm. The website is worldpopulationhistory.org. And the site also shows milestones and inventions that altered population history forever, which brings me to our final trivia question. Are you ready, BJ?
Ready.
Do you know what invention, created back in 1775, had a significant impact on population history?
Maybe.
Time's running out.
Maybe the rifle and moving west and hunting and all that stuff?
I'm not sure about that one. I didn't fact check that one, but this website says it would be the flush toilet, and there are billions of reasons to be thankful for that one.
Indeed. That's KERA's digital news editor, Eric Austin. Thanks so much.
Thanks, BJ.
And we have a link to that world population timeline at our website, keranews.org. An upper-level high-pressure system will be bringing in the heat starting this weekend. We could crack 100 early in the work week. Sunshine all the way around through Thursday, no mention of rain. 92 degrees in Dallas and Fort Worth, 91 in Denton and Sherman, 89 degrees in Wichita Falls. From the KERA Newsroom, I'm BJ Austin.